Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time to pay the piper. Time to pay the hoppy. Where is badass Ryan Hoppy?
He's just lingering out in the lounge.
He walks like he constantly has to go number two.
He may.
He does like, look, it's like little baby steps, and he goes like this.
Oh, Hoppy, we had so many things to talk to you about.
Right?
First of all, ladies and gentlemen.
Very small strides.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome award-winning podcaster.
Wait, it's not official. The award show is Wednesday. Shut your mouth.
Oh my God.
You may want to go back out and come back in and see whether we can try this again.
Oh, I know what you mean. You don't mean you didn't want me to jinx it.
I'm not sure if there's a write-in award, and I told you as a friend and as a, you're like sort of
oh,
my mentor.
I was
sort of like, can you not tell anybody? And then you say it on a show on a major market. Thank you.
What do you mean? It's not a secret.
I kind of wanted to keep it quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't tell me those sort of things. And
I understand.
I don't pay attention. I mean, once I get on the air.
I learned my lesson a while ago.
Like, you know how many times my wife has said to me, why do I talk to you? How dare you go on the air with those sort of things?
I don't want you to talk about it. I want it to be a surprise to myself.
I ruined it for you?
Surprise. Oh, man. Good one. Way to go, Ryan.
Your wife seems like the type of person where you go home and you make fun of me a little bit. And she's like, aw. Be nice to him. He means well.
No, she'll say that in front of you, but then when we get home, she'll be like, that kid's an idiot. But she didn't say that about you. The thing she said about you, she was nothing but complimentary. Because she saw you, and she said you were very nice to her. I'm telling you, we had this whole conversation yesterday. But wait a second.
She didn't want to get thrown into the lake, that's why.
No. Like the poor little girl from Frankenstein?
Never came back up.
Now, I was hoping to punch you today, but I'm not going to get you. You're the one that's going to be able to do the punching today.
Oh, hell yeah.
On behalf of Anthony Beck.
Get my uncoordination going here.
Uncoordination.
Yep.
But here's the thing. There are certain rules. You can't hold back. If you do, then we get to turn around and punch you
so
back.
Oh, so I can't, like, you gotta reach back and go, boom.
No. Let me just point out, just by that. So the other day at the tailgate party, we were talking about something, and somebody was saying about having to fight Hoppy because he's so big and stuff. And I go, yeah, but look at him. You know he's uncoordinated. And he goes, no, I can fight. And then he goes like this with his thumb like this. And he goes, and I went, okay.
You threw a girl punch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, I usually get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
Which is weird because a guy that tall, you would think. I was always picked on because I was short,
right.
So I never stood a chance. I always got my ass beat, but that's because I'm small.
Sure.
When you're tall, you think, hey, you have the world at your grasp. If somebody messes with you, you'll be able to fight back. And now you're
but he's always distracted by the torchlight and the pitchforks and stuff. So
hey, I have a quick question.
Go get it, Calvin.
I got a weird text on Saturday from Hoppy. I was out with my son. Was your text related back to the creative loafing stuff, or was it different?
That was it.
Oh. He sent me a text.
All right, so I'm out with my son. We're at the museum, and I got a text. I thought something was wrong because it goes, if I tell you something, you promise to keep it a secret.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I've only told Mike and my mom. And so I replied back right away. I'm like, what could this be? Sure, what's up? The next 24 hours, me and my girlfriend are speculating. What is it? What's taking this long for him to get the courage? And I finally was about to write back.
What was in the lead? What did you think it was?
First, I was going to write
gonna
back.
I'm going to be a lady.
First, I was going to write back, dude, we know you're a virgin. We heard your sex stories. They're not true. Then it was, it's okay to be gay, Hoppy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it in 2015. I'm proud that you
think
come to
Hoppy's
me
gay?
Those are the two things. And then I thought it was, hey, so I got this illness called HIV, and it's about to turn. So I didn't know what was coming my way, but I did not expect that. I thought it was
Rob's
something earth-shattering.
Here's what happened.
AIDS written giant.
I sent him the screenshot of the email, and I sent him the message, but because I have one of the worst phone services of all time, the message didn't send, and I didn't know that. So for like 12 hours, I was like, whatever.
Then I started going to Caitlin. After not hearing back for about 12 hours, I go, hey, do you think I should call him and make sure he didn't hang himself? Like, what if that was his last-ditch plea? Like,
right.
right. Hey, someone please talk to me. So
Mike won't do it. My mom won't do it.
I love that he may have possibly won an award. Wasn't even on your radar. No. There was no way that that was
funny. It was AIDS.
All bad things. Yeah. Because no offense, but I know Hoppy, so I know that usually things don't tend to work out for him too well.
Yeah, my life's been very weird the last 22 years on Earth.
You have the same
22.
You have the same walking noise that the raccoon does when you walk in there. So okay, so I'm sorry I blew the surprise.
Someone at my pizza job does that when I mop the floor. It's annoying.
What?
He claimed he was singing a Pink Floyd song. I think he's making fun of me.
That's
what he does.
That's not a Pink Floyd song at all. Listen to me. So I'm sorry I blew the award thing. I didn't know it was a secret.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
It's in 2 days.
I thought you were a suicidal, gay, HIV giant. I apologize. Turns out you just won something. So good job, man. Up high. I saw that Orlando, because he was out at your birthday party. I got to meet him for the very first time.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. Hoppy cornered him, and I guess, did you convince him to go on Hoppy Hour at the party, or did you do that afterwards?
I was talking to Mike at the casino, and I'm like, what if I got Orlando to come on Hoppy Hour? Would that be cool? And he's like, yeah, I don't care. So.
Don't bother me.
Yeah, Orlando is there. Holly from Hot 101.5 was there.
Yes.
Ian Beckles was there.
Holly came up to me and she goes, oh, I saw Mike's band. Like, they're really good. I didn't know that they actually knew how to play.
Oh, I get that a lot.
They're very serious. Mm. They practice once a month.
Ian Beckles was there. Charlie Belcher was there. And then Mark Wilson from Fox 13, who plays in the Wilson van with his brothers. He got off the air, mm-hmm. drove over to the Hard Rock in his news attire, mm-hmm. and got up on stage and played Panama with us and
great.
Just killed it on the Van Halen. Yeah, it was fun, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was a good time. All right, Hoppy, you ready to do some punching?
Sure.
Who is in dead last, Carmen?
I am.
All right. Spanish, go over there.
Carmen, will you film this?
No. Nope. Yo, you got to go. All right. I guess you could do it over here, wherever you want to do it. Now show us how you hold your hand. Oh, boy. All right.
I feel uncomfortable.
How many punches?
Four,
and you got to make him good, or else he could punch you back. No! Hold on! I got to periscope this now. No, hold on!
Hey, I hurt my hand.
Hold on!
I punched him in the back.
Now I got to get on the periscope.
That's such a weird move.
I was Hoppy trying punches. To do it the right way. Screw it! I'm gonna do it the wrong way. I don't care.
That was the wrong way. You do very successful at doing it the wrong way.
If he punches me in the back again, can I just turn around and hit
yes.
him? That's the rules, right?
Yeah, we aim for the arm, Hoppy.
Don't you know how to throw a punch?
No. Because whenever I got beat up, I never had a chance to get a punch in.
Well, now you get to take back all that built-up anger out on Spanish.
On guys like Spanish that used to beat you up.
Right. All right, you ready? Now, hold on. You got to have to punch him four times. So you punch, pause, three times. Punch, pause. Punch, pause, punch, pause. All right, hold on. Hold on, mic it up, Spanish.
Look at him. He's got his thumb over like that, and he's biting his lip.
Mm-hmm.
That's the proper form. Mm.
The white man's overbite punch.
And completely standing just flat-footed.
Look at Spanish.
Well, that's because my one leg is like a half a centimeter longer than the other.
Of course it is.
It's a half a centimeter longer.
All right, here we go. You ready? Do one. Oh, man, I can just see.
By the way, can I point out that Hoppy is just a hair off of Jesse Ventura? Here's Hoppy. Hoppy is,
it's just half a centimeter.
And then here's Governor Ventura.
It's half a centimeter.
If you just change it just a little bit.
I'm Ryan Hoppy, and I'm the governor of Minnesota.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Square off on him.
Former.
What in the world is going on? Well, there
I told you.
You're done.
It's punch, pause, punch, pause. How many times did he get jabbed?
That's it. Yeah, you did them all.
The first one looked like it hurt, but then the other two were so quick that there's no way those could have.
No.
All right, Carmen, get over there. Carmen's next, right?
I don't know.
Now, Hoppy, you got to punch Carmen. And you got to do it just
She's
as...
She's got such pretty eyes, it's weird to do.
Yeah. Well...
Hey, I have pretty eyes, too. You still going to punch me?
But you're not a girl, so whatever.
Thank
Here we
you.
Go. How many on Carmen? Two?
Three.
Three. Okay, punch and stop. Okay, one punch. And you got to hit her as hard as the guys, okay?
In the
right.
arm.
Here we go.
If he hit my boob, I swear to God.
Well, I promise, I'm not that incompetent.
If he hits my boobs, I will knee him.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you knock
if I
one,
hit you in the boobs, you can kick my balls.
If you, thanks.
Thanks for although, Hoppy, think about it. You might touch something. Yeah. There and, you know.
For once.
Don't yeah. It. It'd be worth it.
If like you knock one out of her shirt, I'll give you $10.
That's it?
Yeah. All right, here we go. No, hold on. Why are you punching from your nipples? This is what you do. You recoil your hand to your nipples, and that's how you throw a punch.
What am I supposed
you're
to do?
You're 6 foot ten. You should be thundering down when you punch.
Like this?
All right. Well, yes. Don't here. Just
bonk her on top of the head. See if you can drive her into the floor.
Here we go.
Oh, that was the back.
There we go.
Is that in your arm?
Two.
What are you waving off pitches? He's shaking his head before he punches.
I'm trying to focus.
It's like you're ordering something at a vending machine. Go ahead. Last one. No. Oh. No. No.
No, that was, one of, that was one of those bone
what
ones.
Happened,
yeah, no. He no.
Do it over?
No. No. What? Do over. He's, I didn't let him punch me again.
Yeah.
He punched right. me three times. We're good.
All right.
That was one of those bone ones.
Yeah. His knuckle connected right with my shoulder bone.
Mm-hmm.
I got to, like, get a boxing trainer and learn how to do self-defense.
How do you? Just, you're a man. You should be instinctual Carmen. Things. Rob is next. How many on Rob?
Am I?
Two.
Mike.
What?
Am I good at anything?
Not yet. No. You're good at being a lummox. Here we go. Don't say that to me, because now I feel bad. Like I feel like you're going to kill yourself and you're going to put in the note, I asked Mike. He said I was good at nothing.
My mentor said no.
Wait.
Here it is. He's got muscles, right? That hurts.
Wait a second.
Hurt hitting muscles.
You can't just dabble. You got to throw a punch.
He looked like he was trying to punch a snake. Like, don't bite me after I hit you.
Come on, do it again. You get two.
No,
wait,
not
hold on.
Again. This
yeah,
is the
that,
last
no,
one.
No, that was terrible.
Oh, crap.
That was terrible. At least make it good. You know how to throw. No.
There you go.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Mike, when he connects, it's hurtful.
No.
Yeah, all it right. really is. Yeah.
Now it's Galvin and Hoppy. How many on Galvin? One or two?
Yeah, really? What?
Oh, they're nose to nose. Galvin's the only one who's almost as tall. How many on Galvin?
Two.
All right, here we go.
Why is it just two?
Because that's how many wins you have over here.
Because you subtract the big number from the small number.
Reverse it.
All right, don't throw the punch until I tell you to. Are you ready? Don't throw it yet.
I'm focusing. Yes, I'm ready.
Focus. I'll tell you when to say go. Oh, they're staring down. Hobby's what you...
I swear to God, if you punch me in the face or anywhere but the arm,
$10.
I'll kill you.
I'm not that uncoordinated, you buffoon.
Oh.
You know I can just punch you because I wanted to see him flinch.
Here we go. 2-1 Galvin. You're punching him with the back of your wrist.
Yeah, it's weird. His arm turns. It goes from like horizontal to vertical.
Make a fist. Punch. Start back here. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Watch out, Galvin.
Come on, Hoppy. He can't hit you. No. What is that?
And it was in the back.
You scared him. And he did a hammer chop on you. That was ridiculous.
In the top of my shoulder, like the back of my shoulder.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, unbelievable. All right, now that I'm done, here's what you do, Hoppy. Look. Is you want to plant your foot like this and turn your body and hit him, okay? Look, no. Knock knees.
There's no way.
Knees together.
No
Are
way.
You kidding me?
Look, put your left foot out, okay? Right foot should be like that.
Now shake it all about.
Okay. Now look how your body is. Turn your body this way. No, other way. Other way. Like that.
Oh,
now
brother.
Turn.
You can teach them about the birds and the bees next.
You're going to be perfect.
All right, how many on me?
One. Seven.
Oh.
Don't do it yet.
Are you ready for this, birthday boy?
It sounds like a weird perverted spanking.
Yeah. And why are your pants off?
You like these muscles, Periscope?
Oh, my God. That's it.
Good one.
That's it. It's over now.
Oh. Man, I got to learn how to do some things in life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny to watch.
Yeah, you do, Hoppy.
How far behind am I from the pack of, like, 22-year-olds?
Oh, so far. You're on the level of my 5-year-old, I think, because he knows how to punch.
That, the worst part is you should be in the front. You should be leading the pack. You got a lot of things going for you. You just need to work on your strengths and
what are those things?
I'm not really sure yet. Oh. He's a nice guy. He's not a bad-looking kid, right? I mean, you're a giant. You're a giant, but you're an adorable giant.
According to Josh, you didn't hear whenever you were out when you were in Chicago at AC/DC. But whenever we were at the tailgate party, Josh is one of those people that is so funny to me because he's not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And he saw Ryan. And he goes, "Who's this guy?" And I go, "That's Ryan." I go, "He works for the station and stuff." And he goes, "He's got some little ass teeth."
Some little ass teeth.
Little ass teeth.
Let me see your teeth.
He does, right? They're normal Chicklets. Human teeth, but they're in a freakishly large body. Right.
By the way, and they're a nice shade of beige. Come on, Hoppy. Yeah. What are you doing over there? You got to brush those things.
Don't make me feel bad.
I'm not. I'm not.
Mike, here
why
we
are
go.
You making him feel bad? We're all just joking around. Right, Hoppy? We're friends.
Yeah.
This guy's a jerk.
We should hang out sometime, Calvin.
Yeah, totally.
As part of
call the old number.
As part of your mentoring... Shouldn't hygiene play a part?
Okay, maybe I have to work on that, but I mean, I shower every day, Under Armour,
how often,
cologne.
How often?
Hold on, Under Armour, cologne? Is that what you just said?
No, I meant like, what's it called?
Axe body spray?
No.
Deodorant?
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Or Under Armour cologne.
Under Armour cologne.
I tend not to believe you when you don't know the name of the thing you're saying you're putting on.
I smell damn good today. Let's
I'm
be honest.
In that group, you know, Mensa. Yeah, that's it.
Wait a second. Back to the teeth. How often are you brushing those things?
I should probably brush them more often.
Yeah, I know that.
What's that answer then?
Probably 4 times a week.
Oh my god, dude!
There are 7 days in a week.
Yeah, but honestly, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all kind of blend into one big.
Listen.
I'm with you, Hoppy.
Not a day where it is acceptable to not brush your teeth.
Carmen doesn't
seem
too impressed.
At least once a day.
Let me see those things again.
But here's the deal, though.
I think I figured out. Yeah.
But I know why he's not concerned.
Your new name is Plaque Attack.
Those are his baby teeth.
No, they fall out.
I saw there's some little ass teeth.
You got cavity creeps in there?
No. I do think I have to get rid of my wisdom teeth soon.
You can't. You might as well hold on. They may be the only ones you have left.
I don't think you're smart enough to have wisdom teeth.
Yeah, because I'm not that smart, Calvin.
You need to go to the... When's the last time you went to the dentist? Don't lie. I'll look it up.
Probably September.
Of what year?
It was November because I was talking to him about relocating from Chicago to Cleveland, so it's probably November.
November of last year, you went to the dentist.
Yeah.
And they let you leave? Yeah. You could have put him in another tax bracket with all the work you need done.
He was a nice guy, too. He said he was proud of me.
That's all you live for, is to make people proud.
I think I'm a people pleaser. I got to quit doing that.
Please me by brushing your teeth once a day.
Okay.
How about that wound on your arm? Has that healed? Remember the MRSA?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And he actually have muscle. Like, he's not...
Let me ask you a question.
Whenever I work out, I just think of all the hate and all the respect that I want to get, and I go hard in the gym.
As he says that, he shakes, which terrifies me.
Do you own a toothbrush?
Yeah. I have the
When was the last time you bought a new one?
Maybe. I don't know.
90 what?
Seriously.
I probably need to get a new one then.
Hmm. What do you think is the last time you got a new one?
I've never bought a new one.
Oh, wow.
So how long have you had it? Do you really have one?
This is the one that I brought from Chicago to Cleveland to now.
That was a year ago.
Have you at least changed the head on it?
No.
Oh, man, that's a lot of bacteria buildup.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you. If I didn't have my girlfriend, I'm the same way. I'd use the same toothbrush.
That's not. I know.
I'm just showing you the level that he's at. It's very low that we're at.
That's fine. I'll take old toothbrush over no toothbrush, but only using it 4 days a week. That's a little gross.
It's just there's days that I'm so burnt out from work that I just go right to bed. I mean, yep. I shower twice.
But you're supposed to brush them in the morning.
Dude, like, it's hard to get up in the morning at times. I don't know why.
Really? I get up every day at 4:15.
Congratulations. Do you want a cookie?
No.
If I did, I'd brush my teeth after I ate it.
he was actually just going to scrape some cookies off his teeth and give it to you.
I feel bad because I was talking to my girlfriend. I go, I wonder what it's like at his place. But for some reason, I just imagine 2 liters of Mountain Dew is what he drinks. There's no water. There's no milk. There's
I have like 4 things of beer. I have just waiting to get turned up.
Old pizza. Probably from like one of those places where you pick it up. You don't even have to order. You just go in and pick it up. And then one plate, one fork, and one knife. Yeah. But he also uses that plate to feed the cats.
So then
he just rinses it off real quick and uses it for pizza.
What about, are we going shopping today for award clothing?
Hell yeah. I was looking at the place, dude. That is fancy, man. I want to look damn good for everyone there.
What is the, wait, but I have a question.
Here's the thing, though. I got a guest pass. I don't know who to bring. I'm going to go on my.
I'll take my girlfriend. I'm signing her up if you need a date.
No, why don't you ask somebody that you've been wanting to ask out on a date, whatever. What would be more impressive than listen to me. Stop talking.
I just found it out.
Ask somebody that you want to ask. What's more impressive than taking a girl where you win an award in front of all the people? That's great.
The girl I liked has a boyfriend.
So who is that? Who is that?
The girl from promotions?
Yeah.
Which one? And by the way, who cares if they have a boyfriend?
Yeah,
That should never stop.
He's stealing away from a boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get into
which
a
girl is it?
Situation.
Oh, I don't know. Wait, is it the hot blonde chick that just started?
No, it's the one that we talked about like 2 months ago.
Her name's like Megan, I think, or Heather.
You got it.
Yeah, Megan.
All right.
There's a hot blonde there, too, though. There's plenty of girls in the promotions department that would love to go on a date with rising superstar.
I bet you we could find a date for you on the air, too. If you want to date a 6'10" giant who hasn't brushed his teeth in a year, then please call up the show. No. First of all, where do we go to get you clothes? Do we have to go to a giant store or can we take you to like
there's
dealers?
There's a cave somewhere in the woods, I think. You can find some good threads at.
Seriously. Ask, do we have to go to the Renaissance Festival?
I was going
to
say, ask Sahara Luxley or whatever her name
Sahara,
is.
Yeah, Sahara.
Oh, sorry.
No, seriously, Ryan. What do we...
where you talk.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I went to... I don't know.
What size shirt do you wear?
2X or XL.
Okay.
When I wear XL, my guns look huge.
All right. And what about pants?
I probably got to look at the back of them and figure that out.
You don't even know what size you are as a man?
I would say he's probably about 34, 36 waist, and then probably like Frankenstein length.
Probably around there, you know, maybe Dracula.
Extra freak, yeah.
So what are you, like a 36 length?
Or 34, yeah.
Okay, 34. All right, so then we can go to Dillard's.
Sounds good.
Okay.
By the way, you need longer pants. I wear 34s. I'm 6'4". You're 6 okay. what?
8.
Yeah,
man.
You're 4 inches taller than me. You should be wearing 36s at least.
We'll try them on. And what are you thinking? What are you thinking you want to wear?
I just want to look really presentable and just show off.
All right, I got it covered. I'll hook you up.
I'm just so happy that you're helping me out, Mike. It means a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what he should wear. He should wear the Hannibal Lecter mask and you should put him on a hand truck and just bring him in like a monster. That way you don't have to see his weird brown teeth. It'll look cool. It'll look like you're a bad boy. Girls will dig it.
Is that your girl right there, Megan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's cute.
She's very cute. This could be like one of those movies where she's got a boyfriend and it turns out he's a dick. He's like a jock or whatever.
You're saying this, not me. I'm trying to not.
Oh, what?
My aunt taught me something because I was sending texts back and forth.
How to kiss?
Oh, my God.
She told me, and I'll keep it clean, to not poop where I eat. So I learned my lesson.
I will say, though, it's not Facebook official. So.
Obviously,
it's not that serious.
I don't see any pictures of the two of them together.
Nope. Maybe it was a lie to me.
Keep going. Oh, you're saying that so you asked her and she rejected you?
No, I didn't ask her. I heard from somebody during my birthday at downtown St. Pete. They're like, oh, do you know she has a boyfriend? I'm like, oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines and see if there's anybody that wants to accompany you to the
Hit us up, ladies.
727-579-1025. Go back to him. That look is so hot to me right there, number 12, with the boots.
With the white shorts.
Oh, my God, that is hot. 579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Joey from Cal ITV has got a pause. Got a pause on Frankenstein.
Oh, God.
Coming out
Maybe
of the
that's
water.
What you used to wear, a black shirt with a black blazer with the sleeves rolled up. You can shine your bolts up real nice.
Big bolts on the neck.
I just like to thank Dr. Frankenstein for letting me be here. Also, fire bad.
All right, if you want to go to the Creative Loafing Awards as Ryan's date, as he accepts an award
and may never come back.
What is the award for? Do you know? Like, was it for the Happy Hour podcast? Did you win Best Giant? What'd you get?
Well, here's why I didn't specify it. Number one, because I wanted to wait for it to be official, but number two, it just said you won an award. That was...
Right. So you could win my giant award.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to... Whatever.
The village giant
By the
award.
Way, Joey's the man. Me and him had a heart-to-heart. He was a little bit turned off and gave me some good advice.
Yeah.
So Joey's a pimp.
That's Joey all day long. The phone calls are coming in. I would assume it's ladies that want to go on a date with you. Let me find out. John, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, I think this guy needs a little bit of a makeover. I mean, he's got a war coming. You guys are kind of making fun of him, but, you know, warranted. But nonetheless, give him a makeover. Get a haircut.
He doesn't need a haircut. I'm taking him to get clothes today so that he can look good for the award show.
There you go, guys.
Thank you, John. We'll get you there. We'll get you where you need to be.
They did just have that where they replaced that one guy's head.
No, that's different. No? Mary, go ahead, right. Mary.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Hi, Mary.
I'd like to accompany Ryan Hoppy.
Mary sounds sexy, Ryan. Yeah.
You like my sexy voice?
Ryan, you want to take Mary? Is he over there?
Ryan. Yeah, he's over there.
He's putting on headphones.
Struggling.
It's so fun to watch.
Right, yeah.
So prepared.
Mary, say hi to Ryan.
What's up, baby?
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, sweetie pie?
I'm good. Hey, do you have a date to this award show?
No, I'm single and ready to mingle, honey.
Do you like my sexy voice?
I can't tell if it's a guy or girl, so I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, take what you can get at this point. All right, Mary, thank you. Listen, if there's any real girls that want to go, we'll go ahead. I mean, we could put a picture of Ryan up. You can see what he looks like. He's not a bad-looking kid.
I can pose right now. I look damn good.
I don't need you to pose. We're not trying to show off. He'll have a new outfit. We'll make sure he brushes his teeth that day and the day before. And what else? Do we need to get a sandblaster and blast those chicklets down before we get you in out there at the award show?
Whatever you think is best. You've been in radio longer than I've been alive, so you know how to do these award shows. You're a pimp and a playa and a baller. Mm-hmm. You know what to do.
Mm-hmm. I know what to do. You know what I took last year? Spanish.
Yeah.
Spanish. You should come with me. Help me get some poon.
Yeah, that's a great idea if we can't find any girls.
We've never hung out officially because I went home too early on my birthday. This could be our bonding when our friendship begins.
First off, Carmen, you can back me up. Girls love it when you call it poon. They really enjoy that.
Yes.
It's one of their favorite things.
It's so classy, right?
I would love to do that, but you have this habit of standing on top of me when we're out at places, and I don't think
it's called social anxiety.
Okay.
All right.
Dead silence.
Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe Viv could come in and give him the Bruce Jenner special. And then also, doesn't Carmen have a toothbrush laying around he could use?
I'm sure she does. It's in my box. All right, Ryan, today we go shopping. Tomorrow we'll unveil a new Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. What are you, Kool-Aid? All right, we'll take a break. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. You all right over there?
I'm good. I'm just I'm very overwhelmed by the support, and I'm nervous.
Galvin too. Looks so uncomfortable.
Is your phone blowing up? Is your aunt calling you?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to point out the entire time he has had his phone cord plugged in, not his phone plugged in. Just the cord, and he keeps touching it. Are you charging yourself? What is going on? You have to hook it up to your bolts?
Hey, guys, I'm running a little bit low. Let me get turned up. Anybody got some extra power? Is this 220?
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.